I'm here with John Bailey, Chair of the Accounts Commission for Scotland, to talk about the Local Government Overview Report. John, what's this report about?
It's looking at how effectively the 32 councils in Scotland are spending their budgets. Together, these budgets amount to around £20 billion a year on services that are vital to us all, such as school, housing, social work, rubbish collection and such like. But it also takes a forward look at the tough challenges that lie ahead. Councillors who come in after the May elections will need to get up to speed quickly. I'm sure this report should help them.
So what are the main messages?
Well, the report reflects findings from all our audit work over the last year. This tells us that councils have coped well with the financial pressures so far. Most of them have operated within budget and the accounts show a relatively stable financial position. We welcome the progress that councils have made, but the current pressures are substantial, there's no doubt about that.
So, how tough is it going to be for them?
Well, as with other public bodies, they are facing substantial reductions in budgets, and councils have made savings so far, mainly from pay restraint and from reducing staff numbers. But they face increasing pressures from many quarters, including demand-led services such as social work and housing.
So what should they be doing?
Well, local government has always had to shape up to new challenges, so that's not new. It's more a question now of how they ensure resources are efficiently targeted to meet the needs of their communities. And those councils who are already putting best value at the centre of all they do are well placed to deal with the challenges.
Now, the report mentions planning partnerships. What's the Accounts Commission's role in that?
Yes, the Accounts Commission has been asked by the Cabinet Secretary for Finance and Sustainable Growth to lead the development of the scrutiny of community planning partnerships. Work is continuing quite quickly on this, and we're working closely with our scrutiny colleagues to develop a workable system.
And what else is there in the report?
The other areas we highlight are the need for strong leadership and governance, making better use of performance information to drive improvement, and working effectively with all the partners that the councils have. At the same time, there are also opportunities to look at new approaches on providing services and for fresh thinking on how best to improve outcomes for people and communities across Scotland. So yes, we recognise the scale of the task facing councils.
John, thank you.